The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
On the Good Day program for Monday the 11th, I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, who posted pictures of his, we were looking at these last night before we fell asleep, and I said, oh, look at that picture of Richie, as Meredith is going through her Facebook page of things. I still don't know how my stuff gets wherever it is, or anybody else's gets wherever it is. Anyway, it looked like you were having fun, Richie.
No, last night I posted for Sibling Day.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, and were you looking at the pictures of the fire pit?
Fire pit.
Okay. Saturday night, one of the neighbors.
It was 11:30 you posted. It was late.
Yeah, when we got home. They had a big old fire pit, and it was fun. Bunch of neighbors out there and a couple of cocktails, kids running around. Good time.
Let's talk about Sibling Day. You have two brothers.
Yes.
Victoria, I don't know much about your family other than you told us a little about your father. What do you have for siblings?
I have one brother.
And how old is he?
He is...
Oh, come on.
He's 30.
You can't remember how old your brother is.
No, I can't.
Wow,
30,
that's
35.
Awful.
35.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's funny.
35.
Your older brother. All right, so how close are you? You must be too close to him if you don't know how old he is.
No, I am. I am. But I just had a mental, oh, I don't know.
A brain bunk. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So he's 35. What does he do?
He and my dad have a business together, sales company.
Really? Okay.
And he plays in a band, so those are his two businesses.
Would you describe you have a love, a familial love for him?
Oh, absolutely. We're very
good
close.
Good brother? He is. Okay, good.
Yep.
So
yeah.
What did you do yesterday for Sibling Day for him?
I forgot all about it.
Okay.
Last year I posted a picture of the two of us, but this year it kind of came and went and I forgot.
Sibling Day is a Facebook... Only.
But I'm trying to get,
the way I knew it was Sibling Day is because I was in the drugstore and there are Hallmark cards for siblings.
Oh, my God. See, that's what I figured.
Yeah, I hate
this is another Hallmark deal.
No,
I never heard
completely.
Of Sibling Day, Lash. I never heard of it before.
No.
We started talking about it earlier.
I think this grew out of Facebook.
Really?
I don't think this is a Hallmark invention.
No, it's Hallmark just jumped on the bandwagon. This is definitely a hashtag thing.
Right. Here, let me look it up.
Yeah, what, Sibling Day?
I'm going to wiki it, yeah.
All right, in the meantime, good news about your life expectancy. Today you'll hear and see reports that suggest that it doesn't make any difference anymore, whether you're rich or poor, as to how long you live. Now, this has been one of those specious things anyway, and it isn't about rich or poor. In the main, it's about decisions and choices that you make. And it seems to me people who have common sense are not rich people don't have more common sense than poor people. I mean, to bring these things together this way, as if it was, oh, well, they don't have any money, so they don't eat well. Anybody can eat well if you use your intellect and are able to discern what's good versus bad in the food department. You make choices. Sometimes it's based on education, and you can make an argument that sometimes poor people don't get as good an education as rich people. I'm not sure that rich people always take advantage of an opportunity that's given to them, whereas sometimes poor people who are given a better opportunity take advantage of it. But you can have this conversation from now until next Thursday, and it won't change. You know, some people just feel that there is an unwanted discrepancy in what's available for them in terms of opportunity, whether they have money or not. And I think that's true to a point, depending on what you're looking at. The legal system absolutely discriminates against poor people. But I'm not talking about that. The report today is about food and the fact that poor people are living longer than ever. And now the numbers are almost the same as affluent people in many places around the country, with the Deep South being an exception to that. And I don't know that I... we seem to have ganged up a lot on the Southern Station the last week or two because of some of the stupid stuff that's being done there. That's my pejorative on it. And by the way...
No offense to all of you listening in Southern States.
No, but you know what, really, Richie, what happens under these circumstances is that people get the idea... This is the same thing that happens when we say all people that live in the South... marry their cousins. You know, you live in Mississippi, everybody, and they all laugh. That's nonsense. Or, you know, Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, parts of Georgia. But what they do is they underscore these sorts of things by allowing to pass some of the nutbird laws that have been in the focus for the past week or two. That was Georgia, North Carolina... What was the other state? It was Mississippi, I think, was the other state that passed these laws that are in-your-face laws about religious beliefs that have really no bearing or reason for being. Remember, we're supposed to separate religion from the state, right?
Why does no one remember that?
Because
I mean, that's not, like, pretty much day one of the first sentence of the founding fathers saying, all right, let's start a country. I mean, that's sentence number one.
Because
but no one remembers
that.
Politically
expedient, Victoria, right, to do that.
I guess.
That's but then what does it do? You see all these businesses, singers, entertainers, will pull out of these three states.
Yeah.
That's why the governor of Georgia vetoed the bill there, but the governor of North Carolina wasn't smart enough, apparently, to see what was on the handwriting on the wall, especially when you got a big city like Charlotte, although Charlotte's in South Carolina, isn't it?
Well, and, yeah, no, Charlotte's North Carolina.
North Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, and Wilmington, North Carolina is a mecca and has been for a very long time for the film industry and TV shows.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, so that's, you know.
That may change.
People say, well, that's not fair to use pressure. Of course it is. That's how the system works. That's how you, if you don't like something.
The gay community has a very, very strong coalition, and they know how to put pressure on if you, it's unbelievable. I remember.
Well, but it's just Richie.
I don't think it's the gay community, actually. I think it's regular people who are outraged.
I remember back in the early 90s when I was working, when our office was downtown, and you would see the demonstrations outside the Washington Post all the time, for whatever organization it was, Nazis or whoever, right. They'd always go to the Washington Post because they wanted the attention. Right. And I remember seeing demonstrations from the gay community out there, and it was just out of control. And most people who demonstrated in front of the Washington Post were out of control. They were trying to create havoc. And I remember people, I remember people bashing them hard for the way they acted and the way they were, and it was crazy. But then you take then to now, and it's very well organized. It's very well, they lay out their arguments well, and it's just they have a network. And if you do what Mississippi, Georgia, or North Carolina did, be prepared because you're
going to
get some flat bag, man.
You're going to end and well deserved. Frankly,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, hey, 15. Back, real quick,
yes,
before we get out of this, back to National Sibling Day.
Yes.
Sibling Day was conceived by a woman named Claudia Evart to honor the memory of her brother and sister, both of whom passed at early ages. Hmm. So she started incorporated it and started a nonprofit in 1999. And then Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney of New York officially saluted the holiday and introduced it into the congressional record in 2005. So this is not a Hallmark thing. This is not a Facebook thing. This is a woman who lost her siblings at an early age saying, you know what? This is an important thing. Let's do this. So, yeah, you know what? I'm behind it now. I'm okay with it.
That's good, Rich.
Yeah.
Whoever the last person is that speaks to him before he goes through the door, then they carry the day. That's good.
Well,
it's okay. Nothing wrong with it.
I just don't like corporate holidays, like
yes.
Hallmark holidays.
Yeah. Well, but you see, this has become, as Victoria pointed out, this has become one of those holidays. But the root, it's very good. That's very instructive. You've helped a lot of people understand where it came from, and now maybe there's a little more tolerance for it. And instead of going and buying a Hallmark card, why'd you do something unique like actually picking up the phone? Ooh, what an idea.
Yeah, I went talking to my brothers this week.
Oh, yeah,
right. I'll wait till next week.
Yes. Right. They've had enough of you. For this. Yeah. I am spoiled to a point because my two children love each other and are great. They spend a lot of time with each other. And it's kind of a cool thing to see. They always have. Since they were little kids. I mean, certainly Brendan used to drive Megan crazy when she was a teenager about boys and stuff when she was 16 or 17. And Brendan was, what, 12 or 13?
I don't know that I could have handled having Brendan as my little brother. Or Megan as my older sister. Oh,
yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
They both have strong personalities.
They sure do. But, man, do they love each other now. And it's so wonderful to see. Not only from the point of view of siblings, but as Miles gets older and when Brendan walks into the room, he waves his arms around and he gets so excited, that big broad smile on his face, and that's really a cool thing to see. Anyway, so family time here on Good Day, and that's I think we're here to uphold as much of that as is possible, frankly, because it really is. You can't force it. But if it's there, my father always used to try to force it. You can't force it. But if it's there genuinely, then you embrace it. And it's sad when you don't, but, you know, it's understandable because some people are just, in some families, they're, you know what I mean? 18 after on Good Day.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
It's 23 past the hour now in the Good Day program, and this song is certainly identified with Steve Miller, who was involved in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies last Friday night. Chicago, Cheap Trick, Deep Purple, NWA, and Miller were inducted. There were some others as well. But Miller went off on, as well he should, and so should everybody else, on the organizers of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because of the way the artists have been treated. Richie, this would be a good time to play a couple of
sets.
Yeah.
The whole process needs to be changed from the top to the bottom. Doesn't need to be this hard. There's nothing fancy going on out there that requires all of this stuff. They need to get their legal work straight. They need to respect the artists they say they're honoring, which they don't. I don't have any of my paperwork signed. I have no licensing agreements with these people. They're trying to steal footage. They're trying to make me indemnify them. When they told me I was inducted, they said, you can have two tickets, one for your wife and one for yourself. Want another one? It's $10,000. Sorry, that's the way it goes. He said, I'm playing here. What about my band? What about their wives? What about... They make this so unpleasant that they came this close. They can, you know, we're not going to wrap this one up. I'm going to wrap you up. You go sit down over there and learn something. So here's what you need to know.
Scum.
This is how close this whole show came to not happening because of the way the artists were actually being treated right now. So I'll wrap it up right now.
Good for you.
Wow.
Yeah, good. Now, here's Cheap Trick singer Rick Nielsen with the same shot.
In the next two months, I should be at number 8 and number 9 grandchildren. And thank you for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for charging so much that I didn't have to bring them all out here.
See, what the hell's the matter with these people? Take your shot, pal. What about, you got any music from NWA, Richie?
Yeah, because...
So, Ice Cube, NWA, inducted. Here's Jamila Mustafa. from BET reporting on the induction of NWA.
NWA is the fifth hip-hop act ever to be voted into the Hall of Fame, which is major, so I can only imagine how the group's hardcore fans must have felt after hearing that the group will not be rocking the stage. Cube says, nah, we're not performing. I guess we really didn't feel like we were supported enough to do the best show we could put on.
All right, so everybody's saying the same thing. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a bunch of stooges, the people who run it. As a matter of fact, there was a YouTuber who suggested NWA doesn't even belong there because they're a hip-hop group, not a rock group. And I'm wondering that myself.
They belong there. They belong
there.
They do? Yes.
Yeah. Well, so the Moody Blues, where are they?
They belong there as well.
Yeah. Simon Brooks from the New York Daily News reports on Deep Purple getting inducted.
Rock and roll fans were thrilled to finally see Deep Purple was inducted and considered by some to be long overdue. Former Deep Purple singer David Coverdale told the Daily News, "We get acknowledged every night from the fans at the show. Original guitarist Richie Blackmore, feuding with his former bandmates, was a glaring no-show."
All right. So, some of your comments, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, goodday. Gary writes, "Go, Steve! Make this go viral." Well, it has. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is shameful, charging the artists to get tickets in for loved ones and bandmates. What a disgrace. Yep. Perry writes, "Rock and Roll Hall of Fame sucks. They inducted NWA. What do they have to do with rock?" John writes, "Good on you, Steve Miller. In the sage worlds of Groucho Marx, I don't want to belong to any club that will accept people like me as members." All right, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Building your cat's self-confidence. You know, the easiest way to create a confident cat that behaves well is to spend more time on the things the cat does right. Your kitten will probably receive plenty of correction when it forgets to use the litter box. So you should spend the same time, or better yet, even more time, kissing, hugging, and loving it when it does remember to use the litter box, or if it performs some other minor feat. Don't just say "good kitty" and pat it on the head. Try a little more enthusiasm and say "what a good cat" and follow with kisses, hugs, a belly scratch, and a head rub, and even more. You know, you must present a clear picture for your cat of exactly what makes you happy. Don't dominate it with corrective techniques. Rather, make an extra effort to acknowledge all the things it does properly. We must praise our feline friends for each and every positive accomplishment. But don't just reserve your positive thoughts and actions on those times when your kitten has done something right. It's okay to tell your cat how wonderful it is any time of day. So go over, hug and kiss your cat, even if he's just laying in the sun. Tell him he's good and how much you love him. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey. Jerky. Excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey there, you see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate, our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Again, 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria and Rich here on the Good Day program. I was listening to another radio program and comparing it to what we're doing here on the air. There are a lot of good radio programs on the air, and there are a lot of bad radio programs on the air. I suppose it just depends on your point of view. It may be some people, can you imagine somebody thinking this was a bad radio program? We do everything that we are told. No unintended gaffes here. The gaffes that we have are completely scripted and planned for. Right?
Yeah.
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 Right. There's no dead air here. When there's silence, there's a reason for it. We have it. We're trying to, those pregnant pauses are so you can think about whatever weasel words we are using to explain whatever the problem of the moment is, because we're here to solve problems. One of them has to do with Denny Hastert and what's gone on with him over not weeks, not months, not years, but decades. Court documents revealing on Friday that he paid millions of dollars in hush money. My only question is, where did he get the money?
That's my big question.
Where did he get all that dough? Did he become a lobbyist after
yeah,
he was Speaker of the House?
I remember something about him and where he was working afterwards. Let's see if we can figure it out here. Hold on a second. Go ahead.
All right. Well, anyway, I think that the idea that he ought not to get any jail time because he's ill, he's had enough, the public humiliation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people don't think he's received punishment enough. Here's reporter Pete Williams with a focus on the sentence that Hastert could get.
Hester pleaded guilty in October to violating bank laws, trying to conceal a plan to pay $3.5 million to one of the victims who confronted him 6 years ago. The statute of limitations expired long ago on the sexual abuse allegations. The government recommends a prison sentence of up to 6 months on the financial charge, which is what federal guidelines call for. Hester's lawyers say the appropriate punishment is probation. He's humiliated and isolated, they say. His portrait gone from its place of honor in the U.S. Capitol. His name removed from the center he helped build at Wheaton College, his alma mater. And they say a blood infection and stroke have left him at age 74 in a wheelchair needing help for almost everything.
Huh.
Yeah, that's called karma.
Is that okay? Yeah, I think that was, thank you. I was about to use that word myself. Yeah. It is. You get what you give. What right. goes around comes around. Any number of ways that you want to suggest that he's gotten what he deserved in life. And so is that enough, though? That's the question. How would he survive in jail in a wheelchair? I don't remember actually ever seeing anybody in jail in a wheelchair. Not that I frequent a lot of jails, but...
there must be some sort of handicap accessible cell.
Right, exactly.
There has to be.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, but like, really, but like, wham, my portrait was taken down. Well, you know, that's the least that you deserve.
When he was a tobacco.
So he's just the devil anyway.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of that, last night on Madam Secretary, there was a story. There are always several subplots to that show and most other good successful shows that are based on conflict, et cetera, and conflict resolution. So there was a problem in an African country with some Ebola-type disease, and... one of the things that came out during the presentation on the show was how they found a cure for the disease. It came from GMO tobacco. And Meredith and I just sat there and looked at each other for a moment before we started off on GMO stuff in general. But I just, you know, and then she said to me, well, they had to have paid for that to make themselves look good. It was really kind of interesting to see how it played in. It came from nowhere. How did the T. Leone character, Madam Secretary, asks the doctor how this, because there are only like 3 vials of the stuff to prevent this disease in the world, and it's going to take a long time to get it done. And she said, well, where does it come from? And he said it came from GMO tobacco. And why would you pick that out of the universe, unless there was some message there? Am I going too far with this? Am I being...
No, I've noticed this is a trend. I have noticed this a lot on shows that I watch, that characters make very political statements that are clearly a reflection of how the writers feel about any given issue. And it's been happening more and more. Writers are not staying, you know, apolitical. They're getting in there and giving lots of opinions.
So is that appropriate?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's artistic expression. I mean, everyone's allowed to voice an opinion. If they say it's the voice of, or it's the opinion of whatever that character is, and that it's in keeping with the character, then I guess
whatever
it would
they
be
want. If it's popular, it's popular. If it's not, it goes away.
If the ratings don't drop, then sure. Then maybe that's what most people want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe, people want to be stimulated. And I think we find, this goes back to what we were talking about earlier. If you didn't hear our conversation about, I think it was the top of the hour, maybe a half hour or so ago. If you want to listen to it, you can go to hour number 4 in the archives at DougStephan.com. The focus on the FCC and the problems that they're having more and more with regular sort of land-based television signals versus cable signals versus the product that's put out by Amazon and Netflix, where there are no holes barred. You can say anything. You can do anything. You can come up with any premise that you want to if you're not on so-called broadcast TV. And people say, well, why is there a difference? Well, because we have to protect the children who are watching. What, are you nuts? You don't think the kids are watching FX? Or they're not going to HBO to watch Game of Thrones? You got to be nuts. And yet, people get away with trying to rationalize that stuff. It just is just...
That just seems like it's a big waste of time and money.
Doesn't it?
And I'm sure there's money associated in hearings and things like that. So it's just a big waste of time and money.
Yeah. We'll do the TV report in a moment, by the way. Did you know that today was the anniversary 71 years ago of the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima?
Yeah, John Kerry's over there.
Hiroshima. He went to, he made an unscheduled stop, I think, in Iraq, too, over the weekend, didn't he, Richie?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, for whatever the reason. Anyway, when you think back about it, the youngest person here is Victoria. Because, frankly, I was born right after the war was over, and what I learned in elementary school and in junior high school and in high school, and because I was a political science major in part, I had two majors when I was in college, and that was one of them. I just wonder about the what people learn. There are a lot of people that are critical these days of us dropping the bomb. But if we hadn't dropped the bomb, the war would have gone on and on and on, and it brought it to a close. So there's this ethical, moral thing that goes on, and a wonderful time to talk about it in school would be today. It would seem to me, the facts about Hiroshima, what led, even you go back to the beginning of the war and what was going on with the Japanese and the Chinese and how the Japanese were lying about certain ways that they were getting oil and, you know, they were trying to basically conquer China. And then, you know, how it all got twisted and turned around and what we didn't know about the religious beliefs of the Japanese. But what we found out about them and the sacredness of certain traditions in the Japanese history, and then how brutal they were. War is brutal anyway. But when you read about the March to Bataan and some of the other things that went on, these people were bloodthirsty. Woof. Not that the Germans weren't, and not that war isn't about it. But it just seems so marked. And so what do you do to put an end to this? Do you do something else that's equally as bloodthirsty? I mean, is the dropping of an atomic bomb on a city and destroying the city and 70,000 people are killed instantly? Instantly! They're toast! What does that, you know, what does that say about us? There are a lot of people who criticize us for having done that. I frankly think it was the right thing to do, but it's not without some trepidation that I say that.
So, if you're John Kerry, how do you present your visit there? What do you say? Because a lot of people, and this is one of the things that they talk about, is they don't want it to be seen as an apology, but a recognition. And I think that's how Kerry handled it.
Yeah.
Just more.
And I'm sure they also want to focus more on how far we've come with relations with Japan in the years that have
if
followed.
If it weren't for us, Japan would not have been rebuilt. We rebuilt it like we did Iraq and every other place that we've destroyed.
So we blow stuff up and then rebuild it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's good for the military.
It's like the $6 million man. You'd make it better than it ever was before.
No, but I mean, think about that for a second. We go into all these countries and have for years, certainly go back to World War I, or maybe you can even go back to the Spanish-American War. The Cubans, the reason that Cuba had anything at all before when you can argue about Batista, but we basically built Cuba to the point where Castro took it over in the, what was 50s, early 60s. But then everything else that we destroyed, we rebuilt Japan. We rebuilt Germany and Europe for the most part. We rebuilt Iraq. I don't know what we're doing in Afghanistan. We've tried to rebuild it to a point. So it's good for the military-industrial complex. I mean, think about it this way. Great for military-industrial complex, and then after the fact, it's good for our, because we give them the money, and then we tell them, you have to hire us to do it. We'll give you $5 billion to fix this, but you got to hire American contractors to do the work. Yeah. So isn't that all just like
handouts? You can certainly make the case that Japan and Germany are much better countries now.
Of course you can. I'm not suggesting anything other than that.
We're all allies. I mean, great relationships.
But at what cost is the question? Yeah. That's the learning here. 44 past the hour, TV report in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
In the news, skim milk is bad for you. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. There's more and more evidence that low-fat food isn't the cure-all we were told. The latest is a 15-year study looking at adults who ate full dairy like whole milk compared to those who ate low-fat dairy. And guess what they found? The full-fat crowd had a whopping 50% less likelihood of getting diabetes. Here's the thing. Fats taste. This means less added sugar. Fat also fills you. This means you eat less overall. DCOC advice? We've all been on low-fat diets for decades. And where did it get us? Huge numbers of us have packed on the pounds, and a staggering 1 in 2 here in California are pre-diabetic or diabetic. Nowadays, I eat full dairy, but as always, I watch my portions. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can check out my website, drchambersoncall.com, for my video on why fat is back. It's called Me Granny versus Harvard.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000. There was 57 channels
and nothing on. Coming up on 48 past the hour here on the Good Day program, television news. The end is nigh for the Vampire Diaries. Too bad for Roberta. End of the line.
Too bad for Roberta. Too bad for me. I've been obsessed with that show. Oh, my God.
Really?
I'm obsessed. Yes.
Why?
I love that show.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
Well, that's good about it.
It's good writing. It's great acting. It's suspenseful. It's vampires.
Vampires? Why do you like vampires?
Who doesn't like vampires?
You must have been deprived of oxygen.
They're scary.
Right. I don't like creepy.
Vampires are sexy.
Really?
Yeah.
And who's
suck like your blood and all that kind of cool
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All that reminds me of is of hickeys when.
That's right. Right. He's not in the hickeys.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know you no have hickeys. One right now.
No hickeys. All right. Netflix is going to raise subscription prices. If you've been a long-time subscriber, the good news is they're going to get you 85 ways from Sunday. If you're enjoying House of Cards like we are, you're going to pay through the nose.
Yeah, you had to see this coming.
Yeah. Well,
every week I follow a blog that follows what happens on Twitter and Amazon, things like that. And every week Netflix takes away more and more titles. And yet now they're going to charge us $2
more
a month.
Yeah, but they're making original content now.
Yes,
so.
Melissa McCarthy is going to be in the Gilmore Girls revival on Netflix. That's going to be worth something, isn't it?
I don't know. Sure. I never watched the Gilmore Girls.
You know, Netflix is just kind of, you get your credit card statement, you see that $7 or whatever, you're like, yeah, it's no big deal, it's $7. But once it starts getting up to $10, $11, yep. $12, that's when you start going, all right, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. CBS is turning the JonBenet Ramsey case into a TV series. Good God.
Into a TV series?
A TV series.
What's it going to do with that?
I don't, you know what? Why did you leave that
sitcom
stuff
with laugh tracks
alone? Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Listen, hey, listen to this.
Hey, Dick Wolf, seeing the kids outside,
is looking to further the Law and Order brand. They have a new drama called Law and Order True Crime. The series in development will chronicle famous real-life criminal cases like American Crime Story on FX and, you know, that O.J. Simpson trial. The first 8-episode installment will be Law and Order True Crime, the Menendez Brothers Murders. Still remember them, Lyle and Eric Menendez?
Yep. Yeah, they had a CPA.
Yeah. Law and Order True Crime coming this fall to NBC. 51 after on Good Day.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now, medical expert, cardiologist, great healer, and someone who is, I would say, conventional. He likes to call himself a blended physician, and under any circumstances, he really knows what he's talking about. So when you look at all of these journals that he has to study every week, how many of these do you look at, read, during the course of the week, really?
Oh, I scan probably a few hundred. But I also use scanners that scan probably several thousand.
All right. So how do you then use? How do you know what to use? You got the radio program. You want to have general knowledge, but you're a cardiologist, so you need to be able to focus in, zero in on the things that are written, the studies that are done, the things that are applicable for your particular specialty. How time consuming is that? Because you've said any number of times here that
You're making me blow my own horn. I mean, and I, you know, I don't
I'll
like
blow it for
that.
You. No, but what I'm saying,
I'm a trained medical scientist. I have 2 Ivy League doctoral degrees. I've been doing this for 35 years, and you know, I have an interest in keeping up, and I think I have a sense of what's important.
That's the point. The reason that I'm bringing it up is so people would know, for you and other doctors that are good, most of what you learn in school is of no value whatsoever.
Well, most of it is decayed, and most of what happens is happening currently. And probably 10% of the drugs that I prescribe on a daily basis were around when I was in medical school, maybe even less. Maybe aspirin was around, but everything else was not.
Invented during the Cro-Magnon era.
Maybe beta blockers were also, but you know, I graduated in 1982, and most of the medicines that I prescribed were not even available.
But see, that's what, that underscores the point of how much medicine changes,
it
and
does.
How your doctor, I'm talking to the folks listening, your doctor, you'd be wise to understand from him or her, or to quiz them as to how they keep their medical education going, because the point I'm making here is it's a daily event for Ken and for most others, because there's that much knowledge that changes and the old stuff is worthless.
It is. I try to read every day.
Yeah. All right. So this study that we were talking about first, laying the groundwork for statin usage. You're big when it comes to preventing heart disease on certain statins, but not all of them, as I recall.
Well, this is published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, delivered at the American College of Cardiology meeting this week in Chicago. It's an international study, and that's why it's important. It involved 21 countries, over 12,000 ethnically diverse participants. Daily low-dose statin reduced heart attacks, strokes, and heart-related deaths by 24%, Doug, over a 5.6-year follow-up. All participants were at an intermediate risk for cardiovascular disease, but did not have it at the beginning of the study. But hopefully in the future, we'll have better tools to determine who will benefit early from the life-prolonging effects of statins. So there is a benefit, but it doesn't affect everybody, and we need to figure out who is helped. But this is an important study.
But you like some statins better than others.
Well, I like to go by the evidence. I know that if you have plaque in your coronaries, the best drug I have to stabilize that to lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes is a statin. And I still look at numbers, as do a lot of doctors. Some don't, and I think the numbers are important. And I think how much you treat is important. And I think this is an evolving area that the guidelines are going to change shortly again.
There's a story about how hearts can break after the death of a loved one. Today is the anniversary of Charlotte dying, and I will tell you that it really it affected my heart.
Yes,
if you can't, if you get so,
Yes, and if you get palpitations, you'll be part of the study that was reported this week in a medical journal called "Are You Ready? Open Heart." There's a link, Doug, between heart rhythm problems and emotional turmoil, as you personally might be experiencing. People are more likely to develop an irregular heartbeat following the death of their spouse or life partner, particularly if they are younger or the loved one died unexpectedly. Risk of atrial fibrillation, a quivering or irregular heartbeat that can cause stroke and heart disease, is 41% higher among people mourning the death of their partner compared to others who are not grieving. So this is something you need to get help with to get the grief.
Wow, that's really interesting, and it's emotional as well as physical, but it sort of shows the mind body connection.
Exactly.
Much anything else, don't you think?
Absolutely. There's a link.
Yeah, there is a link. And speaking of links, you can go to linkcardiology.com to check out Dr. Ken's facility in Central Florida. Ken Kronos here on the Good Day program.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.